KB4CBA, KN4RJN. KB4CBA, KN4RJN. KN4RJN, clear.
RJN, KN4UBG. I hadn't heard David in a little while.
KN4RJN. Yeah, Kevin, were you able to help him out? He had called me about trying to program his new radio. I wasn't sure if you had an ICOM or not.
Not one, without me being there, you know, to actually help him walk through the steps, it's hard for me to tell him how to do it, you know. I mean, there's several steps that you got to do, and I'd have to be there looking at it.
Well, from what he was telling me, from what I could tell, he just needs a programming cable and the software. Apparently, his radio didn't come with it.
Either that was an extra little thing that they had up. I want to say it costed, I can't remember what it costed. I want to say either $30 or $50 for that cable and the disc and all to do all that with. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. It's been over, probably been about a year ago when I bought that radio. And it's a really good radio. I like it. And as long as you got the SWR where it needs to be, I mean, that radio will put out about between 40 and 45 watts, high power.
Yeah, it sounds like a good radio, but I found it on Amazon, the software and the cable for about $50. The cable was about I think it was a little hesitant to spend more money on it, but of course I got a Chinese radio here, a Wuxun. It came with the cable and the software and all that happiness, so I didn't realize that ICOM would sell you a radio without the programming cable.
Neither until I started looking into it. I went through Gigaparts when I bought mine, and I got mine from Gigaparts, which Gigaparts had a deal to where you could buy the radio. It was $3.99 for the radio. But the only sad thing is it don't come with a face mounting plate to mount it onto the front of the radio with, or it don't come with the mounting bracket to mount it to the interior of your vehicle. That was the only other thing. I had to make my bracket. I made one out of some, seal brackets that I had for, seals that goes on the wall for trucks to back into a dock with. I just took and welded me two of those together and got the right measurement on the radio. Then I figured out how I wanted the pitch to be on the radio itself, you know, and drilled the four holes in it to mount it with. And that saved me a little money there. But they did have a package to where everything come in that one package, but it was, I want to say it was close to $600. I want to say it was, or it might have been close to $700. I think it's $699 for the programming cable, the disc, the face mounting bracket, the mounting plate the mounting bracket to mount it to the, you know, your dash or whatever. And mine did come with the 12-foot cord that it came with.
Well, when I bought mine, and like I say, it's a Wuxun, but it was a package deal. I got the radio, the power supply, programming software and cable, and a mag mount antenna. And the radio even had an extender on your faceplate, so you could, you know, put it further up under your dash and bring it out a little bit further. And the mounting bracket and all that happiness. I'm got it sitting here on my desk using it from a base station, but it came with all of that stuff. And it was less than $400.
Well, I guess when I'm on now, man, everybody tells me that's the best I've ever sounded. I got the Kenwood TM-281A, get here. It's a 65-watt rig. And I got to figure out something about it. I mean, I got it hooked up to the terminal things out there. But, like, when I'm sitting on idle, I can't run the 65 watts. It kicks the radio off like it's losing, like it's not getting full power. But if I'm driving down the road and I got, you know, the RPMs up, I can run 65 watts. I ain't figured that one out yet. I think I'm going to have to buy me some more of them great big alligator clips in order to get a really good bite on that battery out there in order to hook it up that way, or either give me some of the end connectors that mounts to the boat terminal for the end of the wires, and hook it to the battery itself. I mean, it's hooked to the battery now, but it won't let me run the 65 watts.
When you're idling?
I'm idling is when it does it. It's like it's not getting the full capacity of the battery itself. It's like it's wanting to run off the alternator.
Okay, to SST. Directly to the battery, or are you going through something?
Car is hooked directly to the battery itself. Basically what I did, you know, coming through the firewall and all, basically what I did, I took a three-wire drop cord, one of the big ones, like I can't remember how many amps it is. I want to say it's like a 20-amp cord, you know, it's a commercial drop cord. And I cut the plugs off both ends of it and run it through the firewall and brought it into the inside of the vehicle. And I got two of the alligator clips out there on the battery, and I got in here, I have the terminals to where I can actually plug the radio into the terminals itself.
Alligator clips, see if you can cut them off, put terminals on them, put lugs on them, and hook them right to the terminals. You probably got a little loss in those alligator clips.
Just thinking it's those, they came from O'Reilly's. I think you can get like two in a pack. Or I take that back, they came from Walmart. They're copper looking. It's got the red and black rubbers on the thing. You can get like two of them in a pack for like $2.99, I think. And that's where they came from. But I got some big ones. I got some 60-amp alligator clips. It's all you can do to take two hands and squeeze them to get them to hold on to something. That's what I had in my work truck. That way they wouldn't vibrate loose and cause something to short out. And I thought about buying me some more of those, or either just putting the, I might just put the eyes on the end of the wire and try that first. Okay, that might be the cheapest thing, because I got some of the eyes at home.
If you want a good positive contact, put lugs on both ends, put fuses in both lines, so just in case it touches something, it will blow the fuses before the radio, or it won't ground the battery out. Put fuses in both lines. I ran it in. I had a 2000 Buick, and I ran it in there for a long time with 65 watts. Never went. I could sit with the car off, and it still ran just as well with the engine on.
That's probably what I'll do. Next day I got that I can, you know, tear into it. I got the cramper, I got the ends and all that good stuff, so I might just put those on and do away with the alligator clips. But yeah, I mean, I like this radio. I mean, you know, the Kenwood TM-281A that's a really nice rig. It works really, really, really well with the transmit antenna, dual band antenna that I have on the back of the car that I had for the ICOM 2738. And I seem to get better performance out of that antenna with this radio. And I got full reception in a lot of places that I didn't have with the other radio. That, you know, like if I'm going down toward Greenwood or whatever, I mean, I can I can hear the repeater a long ways down the road without losing it. And it really works really well. I like it.
Out of here. I had a trunk mount. Has just slips on the lid of the trunk and had some Allen screws in it, and that worked real fine. Ran the this was a 2000. It wasn't a brand new car. And lift the carpet up, ran it under the carpet all the way up to the front, where you could sort of put a radio in the car. So I didn't have to remote it from the trunk. I was able to just run it up, and I had it in there. And like I said, there was a positive contact with lugs on the end. And the alligator clips, since they got points on, you're grabbing it with so many points, you're not grabbing it with a solid piece of metal. So you may not be getting, when it starts to draw some amperage, you're probably not getting enough. So I think if you put the lugs on, it may solve your problem.
I think it will. I think it'll fix my problem. Because, I mean, that's a really big, you know, drop cord that I used to bring the power inside the vehicle with. And, yeah, I did mine the same way. It's a tram dual-band antenna that's got the little trunk grip that slides over the trunk and two Allen screws in it. And basically what I did, I took a seal bracket and screwed it into the side of the car, because mine's a 2009 Ford Edge, because the whole top of the car is glass. And right where the trunk closes, right above my taillight, I screwed that thing into the side of the car and let it stick out the side of the car a little bit, and slid that clip right up over it, tightened it down, and I brought the wire through where the headliner is up here and come through the plastic pieces all the way up and down to the bottom of the dash and come through the dash all the way over here to the center of the console where my radio is sitting at. I only had about a foot and a half of coax left. And the way I got it sitting now, it takes up that whole piece of coax cable.
Good job. I don't want to stay on here too long, but when I wanted to run it in my car, I went to a place that installs radios, and I said, so could you run this power line for me through the firewall and to the back of the radio? He said, well, yeah, we could do that. It'd be about $75. I said, I'll be back. I found a way. I'm a typical ham. Don't pay anybody if you can do it yourself.
Roger. I don't take nothing to nobody unless I have to. You know, I do all the work on my vehicles myself. I do all my, you know, changing things, whatever I need to do. I do all that myself, wiring. You know, anything I need to do, I do that myself. I ain't a certified electrician, but I can do what I need to do. I can put power to wherever I need to get it to go to. And that works out really well. But yeah, $75, that'd be a lot of money for them just to run you two wires. You know, that's a lot of money.
Been a ham for a long time. I talk too much. Have a pleasant evening and good luck. K2SST.
SST. KN4UBG. I'll be clear. Standing by for net.